一个没有台词的小孩儿
，A child without dialogue，
却被曹雪芹白纸黑字写进十二钗当中啊。
But it was written in the 12 strands of hair with white paper and black ink。
这是为什么呢？
Why is this?
很多人就很好奇。
Many people are curious about.
这个小透明乔姐在前八回当中
This unassuming little girl, Zairo Cairo, in the first 80 episodes.
感觉像一个凑数的，没有台词。
It feels like there's no dialogue, just a bunch of people standing around.
没有特别的容貌交代。
No specific description of appearance.
凭什么能够位列十二钗当中？
Why can I be included in the 12 beauties?
而且还排在李纨跟秦可卿之前呢？
And it also ranked ahead of Lan Wan and King Kegan.
咱们先看一下原著当中的第41回。
Let's first take a look at the fourth chapter of the original text.
刘姥姥二进荣国府那一回
Liu Lao Lao's second visit to Wang Yuo Fu
大家有没有注意到有两个小孩的互动
Everyone didn't notice the interaction between two children
妈呢抱着乔姐
Mom is holding Cairo
乔姐属于拿了一个大柚子
Cairo Jai held a large orange in her hand
他一眼就瞅见板儿的佛手，就哭闹着要板儿的佛手。
He immediately saw the Buddha statue on the board and started crying, demanding the Buddha statue.
所以众人就赶紧把他们的柚子跟佛手交换了一下。
So everyone quickly exchanged their camellos for Buddha's hand.
板儿
，Hey，
后来捧着又香又圆的柚子。
Later, holding a fragrant and round pomelo,
心里乐开了花。
I'm so happy.
大家是不是以为这是一个小孩在交换玩具啊
？Don't you think this is just a child swapping toys?
不是，
No, not.
这是在曹雪芹笔下，在明晃晃的给板儿和乔姐在安排定亲仪式。
This is the scene where Kaozukin depicts the arranged marriage ceremony between Pamau and Cairo in a clear and straightforward manner.
柚子谐音叫游子。
Also, the word Yuzi has a homophone called Yuzi.
佛手象征的是福缘。
The lotus symbolizes good luck and fortune.
所以这两水果一交换，就相当于是给这两个娃娃提前领了结婚证。
So exchanging these two fruits is equivalent to giving the two dolls a pre-issued marriage certificate.
提前订了娃娃亲。
I booked the arranged marriage in advance.
因为日后在乔姐落难之后
，Because after a mess, Joe fell into trouble later.
他的结局买了一个大伏笔。
She bought a large fortune cookie.
有人说了。
Someone said,
国公家的千金嫁给一个乡村小孩。
The princess of a royal family marries a peasant boy.
这不是亏大了吗
？Isn't this a loss? Oh,
大家别急。
Everyone, please don't rush.
咱们先看一下乔姐的名字怎么来的。
Let's first take a look at how the name Joe came about.
在原著当中写的是明明白白，凤姐特意请刘姥姥给她女儿乔姐取名字。
In the original text, it is clearly stated that Aunt Fink specifically asked Liu Lao to give her daughter Zairo Jai a name.
理由很实在啊。
The reasons are very compelling.
一是借她的寿
One is to borrow her birthday.
二是他们是庄稼人，贫苦些。
Two, they are poor farmers.
所以取的名字能压住他。
So the name I chose was able to subdue him.
刘姥姥一问凤姐
Little Lao Lao, you went Feng Jai.
这个乔姐的生辰八字啊。
This is the birth chart of Cairo Jai.
巧了。
Coincidentally,
正好是七月初七。
It's exactly July 7th.
这在古代叫乞巧节。
This is called Kixi Festival in ancient times.
这一天是纺织女神织女的生日。
Today is the birthday of the goddess of weaving.
也是牛郎织女相会的日子。
It's also the day when Liang and Zhu meet.
曹雪芹特意点出这个生日。
How Zukin deliberately emphasized this birthday.
早就暗示了。这位公府。
This has been foreshadowed.
千金将会像织女配牛郎一样。
Kyren Jin will be like the weaver and the cowherd.
跟乡野村夫结缘。
Get acquainted with the villagers.
这还不够。
But that's not enough.
在《红楼梦》的第五回当中。
In the fifth chapter of Dream of Red Mansions,
乔姐的判死判娶早就剧透了一切，事败休云贵，家亡。
Joe's waiting to die and waiting for marriage have already revealed everything about the tragic fate of Xu Wai, Hu Yun, and Gui, and their family.
莫论亲。
No matter what.
这个地方有一个双行夹批，非经历过者此二句。
This place has a double row of non-experience, having experienced this sentence twice.
则云纸上谈兵。
He's just talking about war on paper.
过来哪得不哭。
Come on, don't cry.
作者为什么要哭呢？
Why do authors cry?
偶因寄流士，巧得遇恩人。
I was lucky to meet a kind person.
当初王熙凤的二十两银子。
Originally, Wang Zifeng's 20 taels of silver.
最终让刘姥姥挽救了乔姐。
Finally, Li Lao saved the situation for Joe.
乔姐的叛化更是直接画了一个荒村。
And Joe's rebellious painting directly depicted a desolate village.
野店之下
Underneath the wild,
有一美人在那里纺织
There was a beautiful woman there.
大家看一下
Everyone, take a look.
在贾府倒台之后
After the Gere family fell,
昔日的富贵都是过眼云烟
The past wealth is just a fleeting moment.
亲朋好友避之不及
Friends and family avoid it
唯有被他们视为玩物的刘姥姥成了贾府的救命恩人
Only Liu Lao Lao, who was considered a plaything by them, became the savior of the Gere family
乔姐从金龟救护流落到当时的荒郊
And then MS, Cairo's life went from the prosperous golden turtle to a remote and desolate area
野外
In the wilderness,
拿起纺织谋生
Take up weaving as a livelihood.
这哪里是吃亏呀、啊、
Where is the disadvantage? Well,
这曹雪芹给他安排了一条生路呀
Is Count Nyankin arranged a lifeline for me?
但是关键是金陵十二钗都是择其紧要者而入
However, the key is that all 12 beauties of Jinling are chosen for their importance.
乔姐凭什么算是紧要之人?
Why should a woman be considered important?
答案藏在她的命运里。
The answer lies in her destiny.
咱们可以想象一下。
We can imagine.
贾府在树倒猢狲散之后。
After the Gere family moved to their new home on Tree Island Lake,
宝玉出家
Jade is gone,
黛玉泪尽而亡
The lady died of grief,
珠芳流散
The flowers are scattered,
真正能够延续贾家正统血脉的
The only one who can truly carry on the legitimate bloodline of the Gere family,
只有乔姐
Only clever.
贾蓉贾强不是贾兰
Gere Wrong and Gere King are not Gere Lan.
也不会是。唯有乔姐是带着贾府的记忆融入民间。
It also won't be that Wai Yichao is the one who carries Gere family memories into folk tales.
他 他会跟村民去讲那些贾府的雕梁画栋。
He would go to the villagers and tell them about the elaborate decorations and architecture of the Gere family.
讲那个天生贤育的叔叔。
Tell me about that uncle who was born a loser.
所以只要乔姐还在。
So long as Emmett's Cairo is around.
贾府就不算彻底消亡。
The Gere family is not completely extinct.
只要他还记得贾府、
As long as he remembers the Gere family,
那段历史就不会被掩埋。
That history will not be buried.
而且更加震撼的是
More impressively,
乔姐的象征意义
The symbolism of Joe
远超个人命运
Far beyond one's own destiny.
他没有容貌描写
He doesn't have a description of his appearance.
也没有几句台词。
There are only a few lines of dialogue.
正好对应了末世之下。
Exactly corresponds to the underworld.
改朝换代。
Dynasties come and go.
引入尘埃的万万千千华夏百姓们。
The countless people of China.
他们看似弱小无声。
They appear weak and silent.
却在国破家亡之后。
However, after the country fell and my family was ruined.
默默守护着祖宗的记忆和文明的火种。
Silently guarding the memories of ancestors and the living legacy of civilization.
就像乔姐的判决。
And like the judgment of MS, Cairo.
刘玉庆里面所唱的正是惩处加减。
The song Liu Yuking is about the punishment and reward system.
上有苍穹。
There is still the sky.
有网友算出把乔姐、王熙凤跟贾琏一家三口的生日相乘。
Some netizens calculated the birthdays of Gere, Wang Zaifink, and Gere's family and multiplied them.
正好是 276.276
Exactly 276.276
这个是明朝的国祚年限
This is the duration of a reign in the Ming Dynasty
所以曹雪芹用这样隐秘的方式告诉我们乔
Therefore, Cao Zuking conveyed this to us in a subtle way
而且不仅是贾府的幸存者
MS, Cairo is not only a survivor of Jiafu,
更是华夏文明的传承者。
Also, they are the inheritors of Chinese civilization.
而且更加觉得是乘除加减。
And I feel that it's more like multiplication, addition, subtraction, and division.
最早手抄本写的是成、这个成在成高本在修改的时候改成了成
The earliest handwritten manuscripts wrote multiply in the multiply section and in the printed version when making revisions it was changed to multiply
这也是在变相给我们提示重点
This is also a reminder of the importance of indirect revolution
那么
So,
为什么会把乔姐列入伯明斯
Why is Cairo Jain listed as a character in the novel The Fallen Temple?
金陵十二钗里面
Among the 12 beauties of Jinling
汉字里面讲到世拜修云贵家亡
The Buddhist temple mentioned that the world is in decline and families are losing their homes.
莫论亲早就说透了他的薄命不是个人的不幸
It's been said that she was destined for a tragic fate not just because of her personal misfortune
而是整个时代的不幸
Instead, it was the misfortune of the entire era
毕竟当时他的母亲王熙凤是出生在末世当时代的洪流在袭来之际
After all, at that time, his mother, Wang Zaifeng, was born in the era of the end of the world, and the tide of the times was coming.
贾府在大厦将倾之际
When the Gere family mansion is about to collapse,
最无辜的是乔姐这样的孩子
The most innocent one is someone like MS Joe.
这下乱世当中流离失所的百姓,
like the common people who are displaced and destitute in a chaotic era.
但乔姐又是幸运的,
but Miss was lucky.
王熙凤当初随手施舍给刘姥姥20两银子, 从来没有求过回报。
Wang Xifeng originally gave Liu Leilai 22 taels of silver without any expectation of return.
但正是这份施舍,
but it was this arms,
这份善念,
this kindness,
最终救了女儿的性命,
ultimately saved his daughter's life.
正是刘余庆,
this is Liu Yuking.
刘余庆基因功的因果循环，乔姐的重要性从来不在于她的戏份多少、容貌的美丑。
Liu Yuking's Gene Palace. The importance of Zhou Jai is never about his role or appearance,
而在于他是整个《红楼梦》贾府当中的希望之塔。大观园、朱芳、刘赞。
And in the entire Red Chamber and Deer Mansion, there is a Hope Tower which is scattered among the various flowers of Daguanyuan.
唯有乔姐会带着记忆走向民间。
Only Cairo Jai will take memories to the countryside.
就像那些在苦难当中坚守的华夏子民，看似平凡无奇。
But like the Chinese people who persevered in hardship, they seemed ordinary and unremarkable.
却能够让文明的火种代代相传。
However, it can ensure that the flame of civilization is passed down from generation to generation.
这就是曹雪芹。
This is Cao Zuking.
为什么会把一个年幼懵懂的小孩放进金陵十二钗的终极密码？
Why would you put a young, naive child into the ultimate password of Jinling 12 strands of hair?